St. John.
Thank you. I wanted to give some updates for our agenda today, because there's some changes to our agenda, a couple items that we've had to postpone. The first is item number two, the resolution for Dr. Brad Lundberg, who was a past board member, and our board member, John Corbett, knew Dr. Lundberg and was a mentor of sorts to John. John Corbett was unable to be here today for the meeting. He had another business conflict, so we decided to postpone giving the resolution to Dr. Lundberg to a future meeting.
Okay.
In addition, item number four, which is the NPDES permit for the Talonicker Marine Lab at Humboldt State University, we've postponed till the May 2nd meeting. There were some issues regarding the monitoring and reporting program, and we have sought some input from the state board and are waiting some feedback on them for some slight modifications to the monitoring and reporting program. So we're postponing that to the May 2nd meeting, and the dischargers were notified and we're fine with that postponement. And then finally, as I've communicated to each of you, we postponed the hearing for the City of Santa Rosa's wastewater treatment facility permit, the subregional plant. That's going to be postponed until the August meeting. Staff are working through some revisions related to the final effluent limits. And so that'll be brought, as I said, at the August meeting, at the same time that the City of Windsor's wastewater NPDES permit will also be brought to you. So those are the changes to today's agenda. I wanted to give you a brief update. At last month, or at the January board meeting, Mr. Massey requested that we work with Region 2 staff to look at the potential threats to beneficial uses associated with contaminants of emerging concern. And issues related to recycled water policy. We've initiated some internal discussions, formed an internal committee working group. David Leland and I are part of that, working with Mona Doherty and her staff in the core regulatory unit, and Alita Mangelsdorf and staff in the basin planning unit, as well as Rich Fadness, who's our surface water ambient monitoring program coordinator. So we're kind of in the data gathering phase. We're going to be talking with staff both at Region 2 as well as at Region 4. We've already done some outreach to EPA to get a better understanding of how this issue is being addressed on a national scale. And then we're reviewing the work that the Southern California Coastal Water Research Project did for the state board on this topic, and reviewing their report. We are looking into the possibility of using our SWAMP, the Surface Water Ambient Monitoring Program, to do some receiving water monitoring, targeted receiving water monitoring for CECs. And so our SWAMP funds are committed for this year, but we're looking into scoping to do that starting next year. So what I plan to do is come back to you in the next couple months with a written or an informational item in response to your request. Finally, as over the last couple of years, in numerous meetings on different subjects, the issue of the environmental impacts associated with marijuana grows in the North Coast have come to our attention, both in public forum as well as other items. And board members, particularly Heidi Harris and Jeff Hales, have expressed interest and concern in the topic. And so as a result, I've asked my staff to bring an informational item to you at next meeting, the May 2nd meeting in Eureka. And Stormer Filer, one of our environmental scientists, is going to present on what we're seeing with regard to the threats to water quality associated with marijuana grows in the North Coast. We will also be talking about our approach to dealing with these threats, which includes coordination with other state and federal agencies, as well as law enforcement. And there will be presentations at this informational item from representatives from California Department of Fish and Wildlife, Bureau of Land Management, and U.S. Forest Service. So it's going to be kind of a workshop setting for this item, but I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be very informational, and frankly, we'll be looking to you for your thoughts of ways that we can move forward to better address this very real threat to water quality in the North Coast. So thank you. That's all of my report.
Great. Thank you, Matt. Public forum. I have one speaker card for